on Samach
Tes on the base. Kumla block your mother on Samach Tes on the base. Boy Yudav Zeda. 10 lines on the top. So we're maybe going to go over a little piece of Judah.
Are we there?
Where
exactly?
Oh, look at that. Boy, Rabzeid, that's the boy, Chitin Chiyordu Ba'ovim. What happens, a case where wheat, we had a number of shilas here about the case, different case of Menachos, so the question is, Chitin, wheat, Chiyordu Ba'ovim. Wheat is supposed to grow from the ground. What happens with the wheat? We had a case here where it went through the excrement, the dung of an animal. What happens? It becomes Kabbal Tumanat. What happens if wheat came from clouds? Now, how do wheat come from clouds? So Rashi learns over here that when a tornado came or a hurricane came and whipped up all the wheat and picked it up, the seeds, and picked it up in the sky, and then it came down as rain. Taisa says it doesn't understand what Rashi is talking about. And Taisa says it's talking about that a nest happened and the wheat came from the clouds. And the question is, is it considered that they grew from Eretz Yisrael or not? When the Torah says "Mimoishvoy Seichem," when it comes to Chodosh and Mincha and so on and so forth, you're talking about the lechem and the shtei halechem, and you have to bring from the Chodosh and from the new Tavua. The question is, Lemai, what do you ask for? Ilum Nochas, Amai Loi, Kar Mincha. Who cares where it comes from? Elul Shtei Halechem, Mai. And what's the Shaila? It says in the Posse you should bring Moshe Seichem. Is the Kvetch Moshe Seichem Eretz Yisrael, or is the main Kvetch not from Chutz La'aretz? No, but it's talking about the, and came down the form of came down in the form of wheat.
And then
look at Rashi. Look at Taisus. No, that's what Rashi says. Chit in Rashi learned that they got somehow or another in the Atlantic, like Bermuda Triangle over there. You know, they came over there, all those things that disappeared, went up to the clouds in the sky. So they were there. They were wandering around. We know that, yeah. They're saying, and the water, and it got absorbed everything up there. Could have been time. He doesn't like the whole shot, and he concludes, El nidali daide nes yordu ba'ovim. It was a miracle. And this gemara over here, this taste is very important because there's always a big shock with Tari. Can you do mitzvahs with mice and nisim and the whole question of Chanukah and so on and so forth? And from taste, it comes out clearly that you could. The only problem here is whether it's a chutzlar or Eretz Yisrael. But let's say it would be considered Eretz Yisrael. Let's say it would be, the problem is the main thing is chutzlar. This is a chutzlar. You'd be able to use it, even though it's mice and nisim. From this taste that you could use mice and nisim to do mitzvahs with and so on. So it's used a lot. Because you know the Chacham Tzvi, whether an animal that was created Yitzhira needs chit or not, and all of these things, but mice and nisim have different set of rules. But Taisa seems to learn that it doesn't. The question is, Mishasechem Rachmana Lafuki, the Chutzlada is a loy. The main thing is, it shouldn't be Chutzlada. I would love in Shapadami, but as long as it's not Chutzlada, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. So cloud doesn't matter. Idilma, celestial wheat, it must be special. Idilma, Mishasechem Dafka. It has to be Dafka from Israel. I feel love in Amiloy. So clouds also is no good. So the Gemara, Miki Kai Gavna, is this possible to happen? The Gemara, in, yeah. Like this nomad testified that it came down from him these winds and he brought down a hole. He had a big property of 3 parsa and it covered it with wheat.
They give a lot of credence to hearsay evidence.
If it's a nest, why would he have had a nest? Why would this guy zoich it to a nest that he should have wheat coming pouring down from heaven? Sounds a little more like Rashi. Boy, Rav Shimon Pazi has a question. We have a number of questions now. Rav Shimon Pazi has a question. She boilers. He has stalks. She have yoshali. Stalks that could have a third ripe. Because anything less than a third is not considered like it ripe, and it's still considered like just sitting there in the ground. So what happened was a third ripe. So in other words, it took root in the ground and was a third ready. And koidim loim before the oimer. So what happens is when the oimer is brought, everything now becomes mutter. You're allowed to eat from the crop. But the okra, what you did was you removed it before the oimer. Okay, so the oimer is going to be matter. But the problem was v'shasta lach reimer, replanted it after the oimer.
So which year's crop is it now?
V'vahisif, and it grew. We want, and it grew. It continued to grow. The question is how do mahu? The question is follows: do we say Basar Iker Azlinin? Will we look at the root, and the root was before the Eimer, therefore Vishari Eimer, it's Mutav. Even the part that was Noisiv is bottled to the Iker, and therefore it's as if it's part of last year's crop. I deal with Basar Tosefes Azlinin. We go after the new growth, and the new growth took place after the Eimer. The Achi Yavah Eimer Abba, and you have to wait now till the next year. Why can't we resolve it from the following case? Who's the name of Rabbi Yechanan? We had a few times. We know they have the din of Arla. The first 3 years, you cannot eat from its fruit. So what happens if Yalda, you took a new tree, Shesavcha Bezekena, that you attached and you grafted it onto an older tree? The older tree is way past Arla, but the new tree is now Arla. Ubapedas, and this branch that you grafted onto the tree had on it fruit, and now it joined together with this older tree. And what happened was, it continued to grow. We know that Arla is bottling 200. What happened? It grew 200 times new fruits, whatever it is. More than 200. It grew extra. So what happens is a tree like Arla, not. Generally, we said Arla is bottling 200. What happens over here? I feel like it's been the same as those 200, many 200 times more of good fruit of from the old tree.
That original tree.
Yeah. After grafted onto the tree. So the chayda, no, the new fruit that grew.
200 times the branch. The new branch
right.
That grew fruits is bottled in 200 times
of the new.
Of the stock.
And new fruits grew onto this branch as well.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, it's asr. Now, why is it asr? So, what do we see from here? Is the chayda, why is it asr? Because you look at the ikr. Since the ikr was Arla. And the afterwards is considered as part of the ikir. So it's Arla. That's the rule of Basar Ikir, because all one goof, all these new fruits grew on the same branch, and since it started out being Asr, it remains Asr, because Basar Ikir has linen. It doesn't matter how much grew afterwards.
So Arla was grafted into the skin?
Yeah. And on this branch grew more.
Why wouldn't the skin be the ikir?
No, but we're talking about the fruits that grew onto this branch. The fruits that grew on the tree is not a shaila. The fruits that grew on this branch,
even though is it now bottled to the original?
So you say it maintains its identity.
That's right. And Basar Ikir, anything that grew on this branch afterwards remains usr. That's raya number one. Furthermore, an onion. Here's a problem of klayim. You planted an onion right next to a vineyard, and then so therefore it becomes asr. It is klayim, and then the next day can you remove the vineyard? So when things started to grow over here, this onion patch they started to grow. Everything was klayim was asr. Then you remove the vineyard, and it continued to grow new onions. But Phil Haisim assigned, even though the new onions that grew was but 200 more than the original, yet us, it's us. Why? We go look at the Ike. The Ike, when you started growing, it would climb, therefore it remains climb. Anything that grows afterwards remains climb. So what is he? Two rai, to go after the Ike. So what's your Shaila? So the Gemara, he goofed for cover boiler. This is my question. Mif should pshitl the Rabban of the Bas Ike, and is that a statement? Is that a fact that we always follow the Ike, regardless of whether as a result of that you're going to be Mahmed? Because in these two cases here, of the Yalda and of the Klayim, we're being Mahmed. We're saying we don't care how many times the new growth was, which is good. We look at the old growth. So we're Mahmed. Or even when you're a Mekel. In the case of the Shibboilis, it would be Mekel over there and say, look, any new growth after Pesach doesn't matter because we look at the Iker, the Shalish, was grew before the Eimer. So, Ilukula. Loish no Lukula is Luchumna. Ideal must Sefuki Mesaku, we're not sure. Luchumna, I mean, these two cases, all you bring me Rai is Luchumna, we go to Iker. But in the case of the Eimer, to say that anything that after you replanted and after the Eimer and the new growth should be Mutter because of the Iker, maybe that we don't say. Take or remains the question. Boy, Rabba. So Rabbi asked a question.
So now it's conversely, if you've got a tree that's say 2 years old.
No.
Sorry, 3 years old, 2.5 years old, and now you're putting an old
branch into the new tree.
The new tree.
No.
So that's the same as the Shibboleth.
You're talking about regarding and where's the thing's growing and what?
And the new tree, the 2.5 year old tree, is producing much more than the
new tree. Is no shilas Arla.
In this
branch that grew in the tree again. We're not talking about the fruits that grow on the tree. We're talking about the fruits that grow on this branch.
Correct.
So the same thing. Yeah.
So I'm trying to make the. But
it's not
example,
Iker.
You've got a Shibboleth where you're pushing in a Shibboleth, right?
Yeah.
So I'm taking a parallel and I'm saying you've got a tree that's older, but you've put a bud into it, a branch into it of an old tree.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Flip side.
Okay, fair enough. But you know, in Maisa, what would it then be regarding Maisa? Hey, what's exactly your question? He's going, for example, the amdinu. Let's say you measured, you assessed in your mind what the Maisa should be. You cut down, you harvested a whole bunch of stalks, but you did not pile them up yet. But the asinu, you gave Maisa. And then what you did was the shatlinu. You replanted them. Vahisifalum. We're asking, you said that there's a possibility that that it's only a suffix. So every time we're going to be machmer, whatever the chumrah is going to be, if the chumrah is to go after nikah, we'll go after nikah. If the chumrah is not to go after nikah, we don't have to nikah. So the question is, so now you replanted that which you already gave ma'aser on, right? The part that you gave ma'aser on, you took the tefuah that was good and you replanted it. By sifla, there's new growth. Im tim tzalayim, loy azrin basarikah. If you're going to tell me, if you go after the ikah, well, the ikah was already given ma'aser, there's no tevel there. But if you're going to tell me you don't go after the ikah, the toysef is boy yisuda, and so, but the new growth therefore definitely have to give ma'aser because you don't go after the ikah and anything grow new, it's tevel, so you have to give ma'aser. My question is ikah mai. Does the ikah, what about the ikah you already gave ma'aser on? Do we say, look, you gave ma'aser on the part that was in the ground, that's, you know, that's taken care of? Or do we say, since the majority now, the hisafa needs ma'aser, it schleps the ikah with it? Because the whole thing is, we're not sure which way you go. How far do we take it? I understand. Every time you have wheat, you take wheat kernels, or you take barley kernels, and you plant in the ground, you got to give ma'aser the whole lot. Why should this be any different? So you can say, normally when you plant seeds, what happens to the seeds? That they rot away and they disappear, and there's new growth coming in a boily. Of course you have to give ma'aser the new growth. It doesn't matter that you gave, it's not a shayla. My question here is something where it does not disintegrate in the ground. It still remains, remains an onion, and you grew new onions out of it. But what happens to the old onion now? Mai. What happens to the old thing you started with? Or for example, over here, he took the stalks. He didn't plant seeds of the grain. In the shayla we talked about here, damdino v'asrino v'shaslu. He didn't take kernels. You took the whole stalk and you put it back in the ground.
And the ma'aser you gave stalks also.
That's right. So now this stalk you can use afterwards again. Because after it grew, you take the stalk out of the ground. The question is, these stalks now, you can take the seeds out of it. Do you have to give ma'aser again on it? Because it schleps along with the tesis. Since it's the tesefis, you need to give ma'aser if you don't follow the ikar. Since it's the tesefis, you have to give ma'aser, maybe schleps the ikar with it as well or not. That's my shayla. Tifshalim, I want to resolve on the following case. If you have took a liter, a quantity of onions, so you know exactly how much ma'aser you had to give. Shetikna, you gave the ma'aser. And Vizara, and you planted it, Miss Asilafikula, you gotta give ma'aser according to the whole lot, including the onions that put into the onions in the ground. So what is he claiming from here? That if you don't follow the ikir, then not only does the Haysafa require to give ma'aser, but the original onions that you gave ma'aser on now gets dragged along with the Haysafa, that since the Haysafa is ma'aser, you have to include also the liter of batzel that you put in the ground. Give ma'aser on that again. It's like new. It's like a new entity because it gets dragged along or like a tag along with the new growth that comes afterwards.
So the same thing with money? If you invest the same money, you
have
to give ma'aser again on the same?
No, not the keren. There's always the revach. Except the first time you have to give a keren. Hossam over there in the case of the onion, hainu zrius, that's the normal way of planting it. So therefore you put it in the ground as if it becomes bottled to the new growth and it becomes part of the new growth. Hachalav hainu zrius, nobody plants wheat by throwing stalks in the ground, you take the seeds. And therefore shayla, because it's not the normal way, maybe it does not have a din that it does not get tagged or dragged along with the new Haysafa. And we don't answer it. What about an Otsitsayinoka? If you have a potted plant that is not punctured, we know if it's not punctured, it's not Mahatayd, it's not considered part of the ground. Mao, what's the din regarding Trum and so on and so forth? What's the shayla then? If it's not punctured, there's no puncture. It's not attached to the ground. There's no chiyum of Mahatayd of anything. No Dilma, the shayla is, this is the question. This is what he meant to ask. It was not punctured and it grew. And then you punctured it and it grew a bit more. Now when you punctured it, it's getting a sustenance and nourishment from the ground. So therefore it's chayiv and all these are now like truma maisa, like anything else. The question is, can you give maisa from the pot on itself? Because part of the pot is chayiv mahatoyra. The part that grew after you punctured it is now a regular karka, so it's chayiv mehatoyda and truma ma'aser and everything else. But the part that grew before was punctured is only chayiv mehatoyda, not mehatoyda. Can you give from itself or not? So the shayla is, do we say we don't follow the ikir at all? And if you don't follow the ikir, the new part is chayiv mehatoyda, the old part is chayiv mehatoyda. And therefore, maybe you cannot give Truma Maisa, because it comes up part of it. If you're going to give Truma Maisa, you're going to give, if you're going to, from the part that grew before, you're giving Min HaPotur Al HaChayiv, because the first part is Potur MaHatoydon.
Yeah,
and the knock of his chayim matayda. So if you don't follow the ikah, the new growth has nothing to do with the old growth, and therefore the new growth is chayim matayda, old growth not chayim matayda. Or maybe we'll go further. Maybe the new growth schleps the, since the ikah does not schlep the toisavas, and the question is, so are the two separate things altogether? Or do we say, like we had the same shayla before, that the toisava schleps the ikah with it, and now the ikah doesn't chayim matayda, and therefore you could give from itself? Yeah. Very similar question before. So the Gemara, so the same question, what are you asking me again for? In the previous case, two separate plantings. You grew stalks of wheat, and then you took these stalks of wheat and you planted it again. And we have a shaila, do the new stalks of wheat, do these stalks of wheat that grew before get dragged along? This is a different shaila together. Here, it's in the same pot, it's all, it's still continue to grow. While the new one is growing, the old one's also continuing to grow. How do we, you know, it's all one thing. Because it's one thing, maybe in this case, even before you're going to tell me the Ikeh does not get dragged along with the Tosefah, because it's too, why should the original Shabbat, which you already gave my son, you have to give again, and so on. But over here, maybe the Tosefah drags along the Ikeh with it, because it's all the same things, it's growing more and more, it's growing up and up. So therefore, it does schlep along the original with it, even though the original grew. And if from Hatayda, everything is Chayim and Terumah Maisa. So it's a different question. And again, we don't resolve it. Boy, Rabbi Vu has a question. What about he had a stalk so that you already did the smoothing out, and that's when you chayv mahatoyde and all of these things. Keri is a pile. Keri is a pile when you know digun, when you make it smooth, and that's when what do you call it? That's what it's called. That's the time when you kvei it, and then you chayv a meisa. So she boiled shemarach bekeri, and then v'shasla, and then you replanted it, and then v'kodol Hashem, and then you decide to call it, you know, truma. That this is, these stalks are going to be the truma for the rest. So when you called it truma, it grew back. It was mechuba to the ground. Generally, you have to give truma only when it's cut off. So it was cut off already, and you piled it up already. Had a chiv of truma, and then you replanted it, and you now labeled it. This is going to be the truma, the 2% for my whole lot over there. Can you give truma while still growing? You piled it up and you smoothed it out. It became tevel. And after you called it truma, who cares where it is? It became truma. Since you replanted it, it lost its tevel status. It's like stretched, and you can't use this for truma. Says the Gemara, it's a question of truma not. If you're going to tell me that you're tzad of your suffix, that maybe it's a valid truma, if you can tell me that, im kain, if so, matzinu truma b'mechuba l'karka. That means it's shaykh to have a situation where something is growing and you can label truma. What's the problem with that? But tonight we learn clearly in the Mishnah, le matzinu truma b'mechuba l'karka, we don't find anywhere that there's mechuba l'karka, and the Sayyid Shah says he never found such a Mishnah or a Braisa.
This
Le Matzinu with Tanan. Tanan is a Chamishna. Le Matzinu, we don't find. Look inside the Shas here. Where's it? Gimel. Le Koitze Daiti. On top of the page, right hand side. Le Koitze Daiti, Le Yadaiti, Le Tzai, Mekayim, Mishnah, or Yabraisa, Shem, Befurish, Dovazah. I'm sure he knew what he's talking about. I don't know. I definitely don't know. Look in Ashkel. Maybe they found it somewhere. Or maybe someone else found it and they reported it. Like Matini, we don't find truma b'mechuba l'karka. We don't find anywhere that truma should be able to be valid when it's still growing.
Maybe it's a different
gear set.
I wonder if this is a lost gear set or something.
What do you mean?
That in the time of Rashi, maybe he had such a gear set, and later on it got lost.
Okay, could be. I don't know. Amalei, Shigbez also says nothing. When it says over there there's no truma by mechuba, it's talking about li'inyin ichiyuva misa v'chemish. It's impossible that there should be chal truma, that for Yisrael each truma b'mezit is chay misa. If he eats it by mistake, he has to pay a chemish. It's impossible to have a situation that a yid eats truma and shbechayv either misa b'mezid or shaygi chaymish while still growing on the ground. So, why is it mechuber? Why it's impossible? Because eat talish. Because if you cut it off, achol talish. No, it's cut off. Surely you could call something truma while it's attached. But when that brayso mishnah says that you cannot, that there is no truma attached, you're talking about the chiv of a yisrael eating it. Because the moment he eats it, it's talish. It can never be mechuber. If he cuts it off first, it's talish. And if he eat gachin v'achol, if he bent down and he ate and chewed it while it was still growing, you're still attached. And here's a case of eating mechuber. Oh, but that's God. There's nobody eats this way. You won't be chay because it's not the normal way of eating. What do you mean? Why is it not? What do you mean? Because you're not eating the normal way in a chayv.
There's a dialogue here about a mishnah in one answer to the other, which means that both of those must have done the mishnah.
Yeah, no one has an issue. Yeah. So here look, it seems that we lost some mishnahs. We had in kedushin that there used to be 600 masechtes, and we're down to six. You know, it's sedarim.
Avraham Avinu, no,
that's Avraham Zorah. But no, we had in Kedushin in the late Lamed, that there were 600, that there were 600 masechtas, and now we're two degusoyze, and then we're down to six. Sedorim.
But sometimes we see.
So pretty sure that everybody asks a question, what does that mean? We're missing part of the Torah, how could that be? And so on and so forth. They talk about it. So obviously it's not the Gehalach Lamaisa. But.
Sometimes you see in Rashi, the way he comments, you can see he has a different gears.
That's for sure, but this is.
I'm saying the whole Mishnah's gone missing.
Yeah. The whole discussion of the Gemara is, says the Gemara, you tell me it's not the normal way. The Gemara continues discussing it. The Mishnah, how is it different? Because of Apinkas of the Ilfa. Ilfa had a note, and again, no Rashi explaining what this book was. He had some kind of book. He used to write down things. What was he writing down? But he wrote there the following thing: Be Halachas. Ilfa is a guy who went to business, and he was Rabbi Yechon's best friend. We had the Gemara there in Tainus. Be Nevelas Oifatoyer. We had a case. We know that if the carcass of a toyodiga bird, you eat it, you become tummy. Right? If you eat it, but if you touch it, you don't become tummy. What about an egg? It doesn't have a shell yet. It's still that's still part inside the womb and part outside the womb. Bay in the veil is over toy. Miktosim, b'chutz miktosim, part is inside the womb, part is outside the womb. If you put your mouth inside the intestines and eat the egg, metamin, because that's different, it's as if you're eating part of the chicken, metamin begodah, basically, when you swallow it. B'chutz, if you eat the part of the egg that's outside, a metam begodah, basically. You're not metamin begodah, you're basically. So luchayda, that's not normal way of eating. Putting your mouth inside the intestines eating, it's not normal way of eating. And yet, Rashi Feder said you mekabel tumah. So what he tell me that if you eat while you're bent over and you're chewing the tumah mechuber, you're not going to be liable, whatever, because it's not normal way of eating. You see, it doesn't matter. Because the Gemara is different. Tolush, an egg that's cut off, avidi inish d'ochli hachi b'mechuber lo avidish inish d'ochli. When it comes to mechuber, nobody eats anything while still attached to the ground. Just not eating. Therefore, it's not the normal way of eating. But once it's talush, once something is cut off, it's not growing from the ground, even though you're eating inside the intestine, which is not so common for it to eat, it's not as uncommon as
so
eating somewhere else.
That would be cutting a stalk of wheat and chewing on it.
Yeah, cutting is the normal way. As nobody would bend down
on it when it's on the ground.
Exactly. Nobody does that. No, we're saying how you eat is important, because if it's not derech achil, the way of eating, even though you shouldn't do it, but the Torah is not going to punish you for
it. But most people don't eat raw wheat. I mean, it's also...
People used to chew it all the time. They used to chew wheat. Remember we had in Mabsachim, they used to chew.
But that's toasted, isn't that coli the carbon?
Some, yeah, okay. What? We have kakaisa the Shabbat,
but
people used to chew it all the time.
It's
not no way. It's not no way of eating it. The food itself is cooked properly, but if you eat raw tray, for example, not the normal way of eating it, it wouldn't be a mechayv, it wouldn't be punished or anything else. We had in Pesach Nechofei, if you loike derech achilosan, if you eat something loike derech achilosan, and if you hanosh loike derech hanosan. We had loisoichel, remember loyochel, loisoichel.
Isn't there a discussion also if a guy's actually
threatened that? That human, hanos, gor, hanos, ma'ayim, yeah. I'll get back to you about it.
That's the old Chassidish answer, as Ventzach Humeret.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly what.
Wouldn't there be a difference on how you become tameh? I would imagine it's a contact thing, to be chayim.
Yeah, that's what Moshe just mentioned. Yeah, if you swallow something without touching it and chewing it, it just strikes down the throat.
It's more the principle.
The
we're not making a chilgah of tumah and eating, we're making a tumah of, if normal way, if in everything, thing, it has to be the normal way. So if it's because by unveilers of Torah, it has to be through eating. The only way you become tummy is through eating. So it's like eating, even though the outcome is that you become tummy. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Tovi Yomar Kis Namash Mu'ol, Hazorea Klayim. If somebody plants Klayim, Ba'otzit She'enu Naku. If somebody plants Klayim in an Otzit She'enu Naku, it's not punctured, Osof. It is forbidden. So it's not punctured, right? It's not growing or anything that's from the ground. It is Osof forbidden. Amar Abaye Bishleima. Now, what do you mean forbidden? What do you tell me a chiddush? Of course, Asim Midrabon. I Ashmin and Loike Makamar. Not only is forbidden, but you're going to get Malkus as well. Midrabon Shapa. I understand. You tell me a chiddush. El Asim Maikamar Jalon, the Midrabon Avizriya. Tanini, we learned already. Torah Mishaein and Nokko, Nokko, Truma, the Yachzu Yitim. If you gave Truma for something which wasn't punctured, as something which is punctured, Mahatayde, the part that was not punctured, is not Chayim. Midrabon, you are. So therefore, it is valid Truma, but you were not Yaitse the Truma to be able to eat the part that's chayim the rice, and you got to give it to him again. So what does he mean? So we know the midrash abundance considered as if it's growing. So you're telling me that if you planted chayim midrash abundance also, we all know that.
So what you're saying is you took from the otzitz to give truma
on itself and
so
on
then,
something else.
So then what you took from the otzitz got all the dinim of truma with
for
kani
yeah.
Koyanim and truma.
Yeah, midrash abundance, midrash abundance, not matayda. So that's at yichidish. Yichidish is that you get punished midrash abundance as well. Malkus Midas. Look at the Mishnah, hachit in wheat, has oid in barley, hakusmin is spelt, vahashiboil is shul, which is oats, vahashipun and rai, hari elu chayovim b'chale, these are five kinds of grain, they're all chayim and chale, umitztarif is emezeh, you don't need a full share, only of one, you can umitztarif, vahasudim b'chadosh b'liv nepeis, and not only, even though the chadosh was made out of barley, don't think that only barley is forbidden, before Pesach, all five grains are forbidden. Umiliktsim if neime, when it says reishik tzirchim, that this should be your first cut, you might think it's only barley that has to be the first cut. No, all five of them, you're not allowed to cut harvest before the barley, according to this Mishnah. And if it took root before the Eimer, big machlek is in the poskim, what exactly means taking root? What's root? A third already before is growth already. Root, what's considered? How long? So normally we say in Sechel Shabbos, you say it has to be in the ground 3 days before we say it takes root. But here in they discuss what it means takes root. Until the next Eimer comes. Said the Gemara, Tana, we learned, if you want to categorize, if you want to classify the two kinds of grains, the main one, the principal ones, is Chitim and Sa'idin. So Tana, Kusmin, which is spelled, is Min Chitim, falls under Chitim. And Taisa says, doesn't mean only under Chitim, also under Chitim. They come under the category of barley. And we disregard the dinim of challah, whether you can mistara them for challah. However, when it comes to over here, when what do you call it? Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to challah. So wheat can only combine with spelt, and barley combines with everything except wheat. Kusmi, what's kusmi? Guva. Let's see if that helps. So spelt. And shipun is disha. So that helps. And shibayla shul is shibula tala, like the ears of a fox.
Oh, Rashi Taich is very good.
Yeah, I mean, it helps us as well. They're all helping us. Can't even recognize the words.
Actually, interesting.
Yeah.
For these people who are
gluten
intolerant.
Yeah.
So spelt. Spelt is
doesn't help for matzah. Big machlek is for yaitzer as well.
No,
yeah.
I'm saying, but in terms from the health perspective,
the lad eats spelt.
No, the gluten is no good for them, but spelt is okay.
Yeah.
For them. And yet you say
it's the same category.
The same category.
That's why someone would say that if you cannot eat whatever, if you eat other ones, matzah spelt might be the best one. Because machlek for yaitzer with matzah spelt. But if you have to, no. It has to be chitim or whatever. Is it machlek in halacha? But let's say yoytze, they say encourage spelt rather than any of the other ones because spelt is in the same category as chitim.
Here, this Rashi says sigli, and in chumash he says sigli. He says that's by the dudoim.
Yeah,
sigli.
Daffodil, jasmine. Yeah. There he says yasmin. He says cool.
Yeah,
yasmin.
He says yasmin. It's an Arabic word, but I wonder if it's the same thing here.
How does jasmine do with a grain?
I don't know. He touches a dish as a sigla.
That's sigla. I mean, that's sigli. So you want to honey in dafki these five grains, but I don't think that rice and millet are included in that. How do you know that they're not included? Ask your lech from matzah. See, by matzah also you have to, it says over here, you should eat from the bread. Poor man's bread. And so what? And since poor man's bread, we know that you cannot use rice and doichin. So to over here, when it comes to chadash and all of the challah, it's only the, it's not rice and millet. Says he cannot use matzah of rice. Says the pasuk like this: Soichel olav chametz, do not eat chametz. Shivas yomim, 7 days. Toichel olav matzah, you should eat matzahs. So we in the same pasuk we juxtapose chametz to matzah. Lechem oini, poor man's bread. So we dash and vodi my boy lechimut or lechem with matzah. Pesach, you can only use the 5 grains. Technically, you use the 5 grains. Why they argue about the other grains? It should only be wheat. So, if you're looking at grain,
what's the touch of sirochim?
Sirochim means it you have to ferment, not decompose. Or, in other words, by the 5 grains, when you leave it alone, what happens? It ferments, yeah. It rises. By shenkein, you know, less leavened bread. By shenkein, by rice, when you leave it alone, what happens? It goes off. So therefore, even though it rises, but that's no good for it to rise. And therefore, that's not considered chametz. So therefore, just like by matzah, we know, this is lokish. They're only the 5 grains. And we're learning lechem lechem from matzah. So by challah also, only the 5 grains. So we can combine them. Tana, we learned, ha-tvua v'ha-kemochim, tvua the grains, v'ha-kemochim and the flour, v'ha-betekes and the dough, mitzdarfin zeh mzeh. It says in the Braisa, they all combine with each other. In what way? Lemayich, so what do you mean they combine with each other? Oh, we've kind of leaned chadash, they'll combine regarding chadash, the Easter of chadash, and all the new, whether you're a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, they combine to the shir of kazais. Basically, chametz and pesach. He says regarding chametz and pesach that if wheat also, the raw wheat can also become chametz if you let it soak in water. So if you could eat a little bit of raw wheat, a little bit of flour, a little bit of dough, and you had a kazais, you'd be. Yeah, what do you call it? Your chayv kodesh. Rapapa says, le'inyan maisa sheni, regarding maisa sheni, the e ochale chutz l'chayim lucky. If you eat a quantity of maisa sheni outside the wall, you had malchus, so you can combine the dough, the flour, and the wheat. Rava says, le'inyan tumas oichlin. Rava says, regarding tumas of oichlin, you know, you need a certain shear, you can combine. You need a beya, machlekes, a sheni, whether to be makabel tuma as well as to generate tuma to others, or just to generate tuma to others, you need a beya, but to makabel tuma, it could be even a mashum. Brings Rashi and Tosfos in a few places in Shas. So regarding tuma's eichlin, it combined to form the shear of a beya. But you might have a kamashlan, the tvua, the kamachin, dumidib tzakis. And when we say over here flour, the flour has to be similar to dough in order to be combined. What do you mean? Ma haslam, just like over there. You can see the food. In other words, there's no wish, there's no husk on it. And we need the end. You need the food in order to combine all of these things. You have to be able. The food has to be visible. If there's a husk on it, let's say barley, if it's still sitting inside its stalk, inside the husk, and it doesn't combine, it has to be like the dough. The dough is the food itself. Over here also has to be the food itself. So in the flour as well, if you have pieces, the pieces of bran don't count. They're not included. Says the Gemara v'hatanya of the bayah for mekabel tumas oichlin. Tumas oichlin. When it comes to tumas oichlin, it has to be similar to batzah.
No, I'm asking
all them, yeah. Same thing.
So if you're making wholemeal, marshal, that's with the husks.
Yeah, but that husk is edible. So hatanya, 1 second. The Gemara, we learned chita ben kluva ben shena kluva. When it comes to wheat, it doesn't matter if it's still sitting in the husk or not. Mistaref is, so it's not a question, it's a statement. By wheat, it doesn't matter if it's klufa or not klufa, it's mistaref. Over there, the husk can be eaten as well, because it's very thin and it's tender, so it's edible. So therefore, it's combined. Aber sa'ayda, when it comes to barley, klufa, it has to be dafka peeled and mistarefis. Aber sha'ayna klufa, if it's not peeled, ayna mistarefis. It's not mistaref. And Rashi adds the point, not only because it's not edible, so therefore the food, which is the inside the husk, is not touching the rest. So it's not combining. I don't know if I have a problem, does it really have to touch? Anything, but it's not so. But Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, it's in the Pasuk, al kol zera zerua sheyizra, that edges any... that you plant, that has to be the way you plant it. The pasuk there is.
Yeah,
if the nevela falls on the zera that's sitting in the ground, it is tired. So it says, It's in the way people normally plan things. So when it comes to wheat, chita b'liklipos, and it says over there, wheat with its sholachs, is normal way. We don't care when you plant in the ground if it's still sitting as husk or not. And so oida b'kliposa, and it says clearly here barley with his husk, va'adoshi kliposa, and lentils in his husk, and what they're makabel, they all generate tumah. What do you tell me? Because the barley, the only way that it combines for tumah is if it's been, you know, removed the husk and it's all combined. It's not a problem. If it's still moist by the barley, that means it's part of the, it's protecting the seed inside, so it becomes bottled to the seed, it's part of the food, then it combines makabel tumah. And hobby of H, here's somebody that is dry, so it's about to flick off anyway, so it's not considered, it's not helping out, assisting in any way the barley seed, and therefore it is not joining them at all. It's not joining them at all. One, two more lines, and then just on Shabbos. Vasudi in Bechodesh, Melifne Pesach, they're all also in Chodesh before Pesach. That was all five grains, it's not just barley. So maybe only barley, since the Oymer itself is made out of barley, maybe only barley is also before, because Reish Ketzircha, maybe everything else is mutter before Pesach. Amrish Lakish, Asya, Lechem, Lechem, and Matzah. We said before, we learned out Lechem, Lechem, and Matzah, that all five grains are kosher for Matzah. Over here too, all five are kosher. Have the din of Chodesh. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shabbos.